If I was going to say of any time of transitioning from the new year to from the old year to the new year, is leaving behind. You want to leave your baggage behind, really, and pressing forward into the Lord to do and accomplish what He wants us to accomplish in Him. And I've titled it the message, "Our Journey of Faith with Our Good Shepherd." Journey, really. There's a the sands of time are coming through the hourglass there, and the road is leading on. But our journey of faith is with our Good Shepherd. And we are going to be opening up a new chapter, which is marked by the fireworks, which I missed last night. I was sound asleep by 12 midnight. I didn't even wake up. So tired from the day. But we're opening up a new chapter. That's what we do. We turn a page and open up a new chapter as much as we can. It's not done perfectly, but we seek to try to do that. And we are going to be continuing on our road, leading onwards, and we kind of don't know where the road leads perfectly well, but that is it's a journey. It's a journey we carry on into the new year. And we contemplate. We spend some moments to ponder and wonder and think about the grace of God, the goodness of God, His love, and His light and His impact upon our lives. And in order to help us do this, we are going to be visiting a passage in Joshua, chapter 4, verses 1 to 7, where God leads His people into the promised land, and they need to traverse through the running waters. He stops the floods and leads them through on dry ground. They are called to take up stones from the riverbed and set them up as a memorial of God's intervention in their journey to a new home of freedom, prosperity, and peace. Whenever the Lord is doing something new, He's bringing them through water. He brings them through the Red Sea, brings them through the Jordan River. Water has a major part in that theme. And that's one of the reasons I've set up the baptismal font. We're going to pour some water in there. Water is an important theme in our own life of faith. All of us have been through the waters of baptism. And that is important to remember. And so the Israelites are going to go into a life of blessing. They're going to live in the blessing of the Lord in this new home where there's freedom, prosperity, and peace. While there would be war ahead, they're going to have battles and conflicts and struggles. God was promising to ultimately deliver them once for all and for good. And that is a beautiful promise. There is hope ahead. There is hope ahead as we go forward into our new year. Let us together pray. Dear Lord, in Psalm 23, you say you are the Good Shepherd. And you lead us into green pastures and beside quiet waters, waters that we can drink from as sheep. That you are providing all the provision we need to continue on in our journey of faith, Lord, to open up this new chapter. And you are going to, and you promise to lead us in paths of righteousness for your name's sake. And we praise you, Lord, for that. And in this psalm, you also say, even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, for thou art with us. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort us. And we know, Lord, as people, that we live in that shadow. We walk through that valley, and we experience loss, grievous losses that we carry with us the rest of our lives. But you are with us, Lord. You promise to lift us up. And so in this time of meditation, of looking at Joshua 4, this time of thinking about the old year passing into the new, help us to find our memorial stones and place them where we can remember your goodness to us forever. In Jesus' name, amen. So the passage says here, when the whole nation had finished crossing the Jordan, the Lord said to Joshua, choose 12 men from among the people, one from each tribe, and tell them to take up 12 stones from the middle of the Jordan, from right where the priests are standing. The priests are standing in the Jordan with the ark and that stops the water and allows them to go through on dry land. And carry these stones over with you and put them down at the place where you stay tonight. So Joshua called together the 12 men he had appointed from the Israelites, one from each tribe, and said to them, "Go over before the ark of the Lord your God into the middle of the Jordan. Each of you is to take up a stone on his shoulder, according to the number of the tribes of Israel, of the Israelites, which is 12, to serve as a sign among you. In the future, when your children ask you..." Sorry, I should be past. Dave's past, changing the slides. I keep forgetting to look at them. "In the future, when your children ask you, 'What do these stones mean?'" We'll go to the next slide. Oh, sorry, I'm fighting Dave here. Verse 7. "Tell the children that the flow of the Jordan was cut off before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. When it crossed the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan were cut off," or they stopped them. They were stopped so that they could walk through. "These stones are to be a memorial to the people of Israel forever." Simple pillar of stones, remembering God is with them through the midst of their transition. Now we are turning a corner, and we kind of don't see where the corner is leading. All we can do is live one day at a time. I love that song, "One Day at a Time, Sweet Jesus. That's all I'm asking from you." In one way, it is perhaps tempting to give up. Has the world actually gotten any better? Is there light at the end of our tunnels? And we may feel like we're in the tunnel, and we may be straining to see where the light is. Is there light at the end of our tunnels? Because there are still problems. You know them, you're familiar with them. COVID-19, it's devastating the country of China right now. It's become to a level where every neighboring countries are testing them as they come, travel. We are aware that an invasion could happen between China and Taiwan. We've got Maggie and Nobel here, Maggie. And Richard and Meow are just there. But it could happen. And for that reason, the Chinese were just sailing near the coast of Guam this week with their aircraft carrier and some ships, saying, you know, be alert, U.S. We know you're the rival, and, you know, if you're going to interfere with our internal affairs, they put pressure on the bases that are here. And we pray for our soldiers who feel that pressure right up at the front line, and ourselves living nearby. There's war happening in the Ukraine right now. I mean, for the New Year's Eve, Russia rained a whole bunch of missiles down upon Ukraine. Brutal. Awful. And in the Ethiopian country, there's been a war between the government of Ethiopia and the Tigray people in the north. There's a peace agreement that's been reached, I believe, but there's troubles in our world. And finally, there's a state of war which continues to exist all along the border between South Korea and North Korea. Ever since the Korean War in the 1950s, we've had this state of war, nearly 70 years. So there's troubles in our world, for sure. Is there light at the end of our tunnels? Earthquakes occur. Volcanoes are erupting. Storms keep taking place. People die from the elements. There is a drug addiction epidemic across the United States, fueled here in Guam, fuels a lot of the crime that occurs. The political temptation for our leaders anywhere in the world is corruption. And it can happen at any time and take place anywhere. And so we would have good cause to say, I feel heavy going into 2023. We could be pessimistic about the prospects for this new year. In some cases, we cannot believe how we even got here to this day. I've read one book where a woman described how her family of survivalists in the U.S. We're totally prepared for the world to end the first day of the year 2000 due to the Y2K bug. Some of us know about that, right? It's the end of the world just ahead. And people have lived that moment time and time again. We can live that moment now, but we don't know. And as we think about that and the worries and the concerns, we say this: the world did not end yet. And as long as it hasn't, we must turn to our faith. The future is as bright as your faith is. And that's why we turn to the Lord. We trust in Him for His goodness. As people of faith, we believe steadfastly in the goodness of God, that He will go with us through any trial or testing we undergo, that He is guiding us in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. He is fulfilling His promises. There is a wonderful vision of the marvelous city of God in the book of Revelation. That's where it ends up, the city of God, where there's full healing and restoration taking place, where it says, God Himself will come and wipe the tears from our eyes. He will take pain and sorrow and suffering and remove it. And so there's an ultimate goal beyond all the obstacles and blows of life. And in the testing, the God will be with us. I chose this slide because it shows a picture of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Wonderful story. How they are in the land of Babylon, and the king has set up a big idol, and he says to them, everyone, you must all worship him, or you're going to be thrown into the fiery furnace. You know, the pain of death, worship this idol. And so there's coercion. There's force. When I talk about and say, may God help the U.S. preserve freedom, freedom to worship, the freedom to gather, the freedom to pray, the freedom to witness and testify. And wherever that freedom is found in the world, praise God for it. But there are places where pressure is put on Christians all the time, every day. And it was put on Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were thrown into the fiery pit, and the king said to them, you know, I'm going to throw you here. You know, he makes the fire even hotter. And then he says to them, I'm going to throw you right into it. And they said, that's fine. And whether God chooses to deliver us or not, we will worship only God. So they were willing to die. They were willing to die. And the fact is, they didn't. Jesus, we believe, it's a picture of Jesus here. And that's, I think, a fair evaluation of it. He met them and he delivered them out of the fiery furnace so that there wasn't even a hair singed on their head. There wasn't a burn mark on any of their robes. God walks with us through our trials and our ordeals. We trust in Him to be with us. So the question is, how do you make memories that are going to be precious to you as you go forward? Make memories that last forever. And that is about action, really. It's about being there. I know as a minister, 50% of ministry is just showing up. Just go to the hospital room with someone who may be dying or they may be not. God might deliver them, they may not. But being there, just being present, doesn't matter what words you say, it doesn't matter what kind of special message you bring, just be there. Even bring some flowers, bring some gifts, whatever. Yesterday, beautiful day. Thank you, Ellis and Claire, again. It was a beautiful memory, a wonderful day of joy and exuberance, you know. Just being together, and whether you sat in a chair under the tent or were with us in the water or whatever you were doing, you know, it was a good time to be together. May we have many opportunities to make memories that last as we go forward. But be like the Israelites. Go to the riverbed and find a stone where God meets us in grace, take a memorial stone and hold on to it and put it in place. And find a way to remember how God has met you in even the low points. He'll meet you in the middle of the stream. He will meet you in the middle of the potential flood that could wash you away. The important thing for the Israelites is that they crossed the threshold. They crossed the threshold into something new that God was doing for them. And they picked up a stone and they put it in place to help remember that God was with them. The waters that they pass through are part of God's story. The story of new, fresh beginnings with the Lord. And that's where I want to take the water of baptism and have you all remember your baptism. Don't forget. We ask people to be baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit to remember this water as a way of beginning. And that is a great memorial. It is good for us to remember that we have been there as well, and that we have been promised, even if we were infants, we were adults, it doesn't matter what time you were baptized, it matters that you were baptized. And that you know, you pledge your life to the Lord Jesus Christ to follow Him and serve Him, and He will be with you to the very end of the age. One of the problems for the Israelites who were saved from the Red Sea, they walked through those waters, were saved from the Egyptian army, is that they brought a lot of baggage with them. There is always a lot of baggage for us. That's part of the problem of going in from the old year to the new year. You just think about all the old baggage. And the Israelites were carrying that baggage with them because God was preparing them to live in His presence. That's where He was bringing them into the land to live with Him. And He with them and they with Him. But for some strange reason, their warped nature wanted to push God away and say, "Leave me alone." And that's the way we are at times. Our warped nature, our sinful nature, pushes God away and says, "Leave me alone. Don't ask me to live in this high bar." But even though they did this, God remained determined to complete His plan, to establish the people of Israel in a new land, and to establish them as a people who knew Him, who enjoyed His presence, who were filled with the knowledge and love of God, and brought their worship and homage to Him. And I say this again, and you people, the people who follow Jesus Christ, are to also enjoy His presence, be filled with the knowledge and love of God, and bring your worship and homage to Him. It's no accident that we say the Lord's Prayer, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name." We can begin with that thought, that idea every day. Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth, upon whom His favor rests. These things are resounding messages. And they need to be remembered. They need to be part of our stone memorials, whatever they are, whatever that, it's a metaphor, a stone, a way of remembering God with us. We remember a lot of things in a lot of different ways. We use statues. And I'm going to talk about them in one second. Just let me focus this slide. When God is at the center, everything else falls into place. When God is at the center, everything else falls into place. Our memorials. We remember things. Statues are an amazing way of remembering. The Chamorro chief, Kapua, neighbor, little boy. She named him Kapua. That's how I got to learn his name. But remember, just the dignity, the history, the presence of the Chamorro people through the many hundreds of years that they've been living here, thousands of years here in this island. It's a beautiful example of that. Every statue remembers something. Nimitz Hill, we name things. Nimitz Hill, after Admiral Nimitz, who commanded the Pacific Fleet in the time of World War II and commanded it to victory. It's a very good memorial. Father Duenas High School, right next door. Father Duenas remembered as a man who resisted the Japanese occupation with determination and courage, seeking to aspire to the freedom that they deserve to get and which was won for them. And perhaps you can even go to a war memorial, a cemetery, some of the other ways in which you remember the battle that was fought here to liberate the island of Guam from their occupation. And I was going to mention also AB1 Pat Airport. Who was he? I've been studying this. First Guamanian delegate to U.S. Congress from 1973 to 1985. A wonderful memory of a man who served with dignity and grace. And his name is now on the airport. We need to have our own remembrances, though, and whatever they are, make them your own. Make them personal. Hillary and I have an example. We have a black dinner table. It matches our black piano. And at that table, we have had many different people. It has been in many different places, many different homes. It's traveled around the world. We bought it in Grand Rapids and brought it all the way around the world the other way, and then it brought it back and now brought it all the way around the world this other way, east, west, whatever. But it's a memorial place in a way. We have many cherished memories and many wonderful friends and family who've been there with us. Facebook does a wonderful job of providing you memorable moments. I have things popping up. 5 years ago, what were you doing on this day? You know, and it's quite fun. It's quite fun. Have a Facebook memory of Hillary and I lying in bed in Amsterdam at my cousin's house, and we were ready to go to sleep because we had to travel the next morning, but then through the window, fireworks. They love to throw up fireworks in Amsterdam. It's a beautiful memory. By commemorating, let's go back to the Israelites and their stones. By commemorating God's goodness in a permanent way, this little stack of stones, of 12 stones for each of the tribes, it ensured that the Israelites would not forget God's grace. His grace leading them and guiding them through, leading them through paths of righteousness for his name's sake. The memorial stones made sure that all the glory went to God. And that is why we are here through time, because of the faithfulness and goodness of God. How are we making sure that we remember? How are we making sure that we establish God as a central presence in our life? The best thing about memories is making them. May the Lord help us all to make good memories in this coming year that will continue to help shape us into the people God wants us to be and continue to remind us of how we are dedicated and determined to serve Him and Him alone. Amen. Let us pray a New Year's Eve prayer. A new year is coming and God is with us. In loving and caring and hoping and expecting, God is with us and never lets us go. May God always live in us. May God always live with us and through us. May you, O God, keep us faithful through the days that lie ahead. Keep us caring as we seek the pain. Sorry, keep us caring for the pain we see that fills our world. God, help us to continue to serve as we seek to do your will. Lord, keep us loving toward neighbors near and far. Keep us trusting through the uncertainties of life. Keep us sharing from your generous abundance and provision for us in our lives. We pray this prayer, Lord, saying, God, live in us. God, live with us. And God, live through us. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.